Good evening, everyone. Jerry kind of lightened my mood when I came into the service tonight. He asked me, you ready to make a speedy getaway? The car was parked out here, and it was parked where it was going to be going out instead of just pulled in. And I said, no, that's my wife's car. She might be ready to make a speedy getaway. All right. We are glad you're here in the house of the Lord, and we pray that God uses his word to bring peace and contentment and edification and strength to your lives. All right. Tonight we're going to be reading a rather lengthy passage of Scripture, the entire chapter of Deuteronomy chapter 28. And Deuteronomy chapter 28 has 68 verses. The first 14 verses tell us how Israel will be blessed in obedience. And the rest of the chapter deals with the consequences of disobedience. With so many verses dealing with the consequences of disobedience, why is there so many? Because God knows the human heart and human nature. And he is warning them what happens to lawbreakers. God, in this passage, means business. And lets Israel know what will happen if they choose to be disobedient. Deuteronomy chapter 28. This shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shalt thou shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be afraid, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto the fathers, to thy fathers, to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, will I command thee this day, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shalt be in thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy labor and the fruit of thy hand or land, in the increase of thy kin and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he have consumed thee from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thy feet, under thee, shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down upon thee, until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies that shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, and with scab, and with the itch, whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart, and thou shalt grope at noonday, as the blind gropeth in darkness, and thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt dwell there not therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labor shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up. And thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always. So thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt come before an astonishment of a proverb and a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and thou shalt gather but little in, for the locusts shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine, nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all the coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil from thine olives shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend thee to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or in the increase of thy kin, or flocks of thy sheep until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest, and throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in thy gates throughout all the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body and flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil toward his brother and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children, whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege, and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not venture to set the sole of her foot upon the ground of her, a ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of the law of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long countenance and sore sicknesses and of long countenance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. And every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoices over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And ye shall be plucked from all the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter these among all people from the one end of the earth even to the other. And there shalt serve, and thou shalt serve other gods, and there shalt serve other gods which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood or stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall thy sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. Thou shalt fear the day and night, and thou shalt have no assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it were even, and that even thou shalt say, would God it were morning, for the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen, for bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. This is one gloomy passage of Scripture. It is God is telling Israel, these are the things that will befall you if you are disobedient to me. He requires obedience. And so we have here in this passage 14 verses that show these are the blessings that you will receive from being obedient unto the Lord. And then the rest of the chapter talks about the consequences of disobedience. As you're quite aware of, this will not be an expository message. We will not be talking about each individual verse here in this passage. And you're saying, thank the good Lord for that. We will be taking verse by, we will be discussing in depth, not these verses, but other parts of the Bible and other scriptures in the Bible. In fact, we are just using this text as a springboard to show how God's people are blessed in obedience and suffer the consequences of disobedience. Now you're saying, man, that was a big old springboard. And it was. It was a lengthy passage. But it's there to show us, I believe, how God expects His people to be obedient to His commands. And He's showing the people of the nation of Israel, this is what's going to happen if you are not obedient. And if you are disobedient, these will be the consequences you will suffer. Let's look at just a few examples of how God's people were blessed by the obedience. And we're only going to take like three examples. And there's hundreds of examples in the scripture, but we're only going to use three and look briefly at them. Abraham was called to go and sojourn into the land of promise. It was a strange land to him, but he went and obeyed the Lord's command and became the father of God's chosen nation of Israel. He was blessed because of his obedience to go. He didn't know where he was going. He was being led by the hand of God, and he said to go. God said to go, and Abraham went. And he became the father of a great nation, the nation, God's chosen nation of Israel. We also know many other facts about Abraham. He also was faithful in obedience to obey God's command in sacrificing his only one and only son, Isaac. And in obeying God's command, he took Isaac to the altar and was about to draw back the knife. And I believe he had drawn back the knife. And God said, no, I see your faithfulness. See over there in the thicket, there's a ram caught. Sacrifice it. But God saw Abraham's faithfulness and blessed Abraham because of his faithfulness. Another man in the scriptures, the man that I love to read and discuss and talk about, is Daniel. Daniel is a great man of God. He was taken in captivity by the Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he was taken from his blessed city of Jerusalem and was removed from Jerusalem and taken in to Babylon. Daniel was greatly blessed for being obedient to the Lord in a foreign land. And he chose not to defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. And God richly blessed him for that. Under the reign of the Medo-Persian Empire, King Darius, Daniel would not change his ways about prayer. He went three times and prayed and faced the city of Jerusalem. And he prayed. And he never changed his ways. He continued to serve God. And because he would not change his ways, he was taken. And the guys who were in with him, I mean, the guys who were opposing him, they were also wise men of Babylon. And they were probably jealous of the attention that Daniel was receiving and the strength that Daniel had in his Lord. And they were jealous of that. And so they went to the king one day and he said, King, you are mighty. And they buttered the king up. And he says, you're mighty, you're strong, you're powerful. Why don't we make a decree? For 30 days, no one is to pray to anybody else but unto you, O king. And the king, without thought, And without hesitation, and because of pride, he made the decree and signed it, sealed it with his ring. Later on, he was angry with himself for doing such a foolish thing, because Daniel was one of his best men. And Daniel, even though Daniel served the Lord, Daniel was profitable to King Darius in his palace and in his kingdom. And Daniel was a wise man. But Daniel continued to pray, and he was taken because he didn't stop praying to his God. He would not bow and pray to the king. He continued to pray for his God, to his God. And he was taken into and was thrown in and cast into the den of lions. You know the rest of that story. The gods shut the mouths of those lions, those hungry lions that night. Daniel rested peacefully that evening. God spared him from that tragedy and blessed him greatly for his obedience. He was once again restored to his position in the Medo-Persian Empire at that time, because King Darius was from the Medo-Persian Empire. Another man of faith we see that was a great blessing because of all that he's done. Half the New Testament, or a large portion of the New Testament, was written by him, is the Apostle Paul. He was richly blessed in evangelizing the Gentile world. He was given the responsibility of writing a large portion of our New Testament through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Even though by obedience Paul was richly blessed by God, but from our standpoint, when we look at all the hardships and persecutions Paul endured for the cause of Christ, I truly believe we are the ones truly blessed by his ministry. We are the ones truly blessed by his ministry. And here's one other thing. I believe Paul, even though we might not have seen his blessings and rewards that he received here on this earth, Paul is going to receive an abundant amount of blessings when he gets, well, he's already in heaven. But he's already receiving an abundant amount of blessings for his faithfulness. And Paul was a great man. Now let's look at a few examples of consequences of disobedience. And the one I look at most often is Samson. Samson was a judge of one of the Lord's judges, and he was a mighty man. He was a man of valor. He was one that took a jawbone of a donkey and slew over 1,000 Philistines with it. Samson was a strong man, a mighty man of warrior, a mighty man of valor. But Samson couldn't keep his eyes off of a beautiful woman named Delilah. And Delilah was not good for Samson. Delilah is going to be Samson's downfall. And you know the story, how Delilah came in. Samson, tell me the strength, because she had been bribed by those in the Philistine guard. Tell me the strength. Tell me the secret to your strength, Samson. Let me know where you get your strength. And Samson told her one lie, then told her another lie. And then she whined and complained, and Sam, you don't love me anymore. You don't love me. And then Samson told him the truth. Shouldn't have done that. He's going to suffer the consequences, not only for having an affair with Delilah, but for giving up the secret to his strength. She cut his hair, and he became, they gouged out his eyes. He became a slave, worked in the mill, became a slave, a blind slave, because of his sins. See, we don't really notice how dangerous sin can be. Samson's sins were very dangerous. You think about it. It cost him his sight. And later on, it cost him his life. Another person who had to suffer some consequences for his disobedience is David. David also had an adulterous affair with Bathsheba. And you know the rest of that story. Not only did he have that affair and continue that affair, she became pregnant, and then he had Bathsheba's husband slain in battle. And yes, it was David's fault, because David said, you go up and you put him in the midst of a battle. Now he told his guards, he says, you pull back from him and just let him surround him. And they surrounded Uzziah and they killed him. The nation of Israel. Turn with me in your Bibles to Numbers chapter 21. Numbers 21 verses 1 through 9. The nation of Israel suffered the consequences of their disobedience here in this passage. Numbers 21 verses 1 through 9. And when King Arad the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from the Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Eden. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have you brought us out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among them, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. It shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. You know what? These children of Israel, they had a tendency to complain when things were not going their way. When things became hard and things just were not up to their standards, they maybe were thirsty for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, maybe it was a day. No matter the case, they had a tendency to start complaining about the provisions that the Lord was providing for them. They had complained, threatened, and whined about Moses and the Lord's leading and his provisions for their journey one too many times. They had complained for the last time here. Well, it wasn't for the last time. But God said, enough's enough. And God sent vicious serpents. And it says here in the passage that many were destroyed. Many were killed by these serpents. And then they cried unto the Lord, we're sorry. And I believe they truly were. Once they felt the wrath of God, I think they truly were sorry for what they had done, for their mistake about chiding and going against the mighty God of Israel. They were truly sorry. And they asked God for mercy, asked God for grace. And God told Moses to make a brazen serpent. And we also see here the mighty works of Moses when he prayed for the people. He asked God to intervene and he prayed for the people. God had been a God of long suffering and mercy, but this time he viciously but righteously chastened his people. God is a jealous God, and he's jealous for our love and affection. He should not be taken lightly. He should not be put in the second place in our lives. And he definitely should not be put in the third and fourth and fifth and sometimes rarely thought about in our lives. These people of Israel, they suffered for their disobedience. And the Lord told Moses to make the brazen serpent and put it on a pole, brazen serpent and put it on a pole. And Moses did so. And they said, in order to be cured and made whole and not die from the snakes that have bitten you, from the poison that's inside you, you need to look upon that brazen serpent. And only then will you live. Sometimes if our service, faithfulness, and obedience to our Lord is lacking, we may need to let go of the things that keep us from becoming closer to God. There may be things in our lives that keep us from serving the Lord faithfully. Maybe television. Do we often watch too much? Playing games on our electronic devices. Do we lack moderation? Facebook, computer, is our time well spent? Do we practice moderation here? Sports like watching or playing baseball. All you Cardinal fans and Cub fans, we sometimes may get involved. And there's nothing wrong with watching things and doing things in moderation. But if it becomes more important to us than God, then it's a problem. How about golf? I haven't golfed one time this year. Haven't had the opportunity. But fishing, oh my. Ouch. Now, I've been a couple times doing that. But I haven't been, it's not been overkill this year. But I really enjoy my fishing. And I have to say there, everything in moderation. We all have hobbies and things that we enjoy. We could list what your interests or hobbies may be as well. If these interests or hobbies are taking precedence over our Lord, we have possibly fallen into idolatry. A Christian should not be living with a divided heart. Jesus desires for us to give our lives in complete obedience to following His example and righteous living. We are not controlled and forced to do what's right. God doesn't treat us like we are puppets. But He does want us serving and honoring Him through faithful obedience because of love. That's where we should be faithfully serving Him, because of the love He shed and for us, and the love He gave to us. We should be giving that love back to Him because of His greatness, because of who He is, because He is our Creator. We are His people. We are His servants. We are His children. Trust me, when we obey God, we will never be disappointed. We will never be disappointed when we show obedience to God. He desires only the best for His children and knows that we will be greatly blessed through and in our obedience to His word and commandments. As parents, Don't we want the best for our children? Yes, we have rules for them to follow, to help them, and to aid them in their development. No one wants to see their child fail. And God is a much greater parent to us than we are to our children. And He certainly does not want to see us fail. And He certainly wants the best for us. Remember, do you remember this TV show, Father Knows Best? Oops, definitely showing my age with the kids. You know, they probably have no clue what Father Knows Best is, unless they've seen reruns. But our Heavenly Father truly does know what's best for our lives. Yes, He gives us commandments. Yes, He gives us His Word, which are full of His commandments, to obey. Not to dishearten us. Not to bring us down and say, oh man, we can't have any fun. No, that's not why He gives us His commandments. He gives them as a tool and as a guide for success. We are given God's commandments and laws, and if we obey them, we are going to be successful. We will be blessed because of our obedience. You know the standard for righteous living? You know what it is. And it's God's Word. And it's Jesus Christ who has left us a perfect example for godly living. Do you want to be happy? Which is often the same word as blessed. We sang the song earlier, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That's what God is asking for us in our lives. That's what God is requiring of us in our lives. And it's so that we will be blessed by Him and not cursed because of disobedience. And not suffer consequences because of disobedience. May we truly place our faith and trust in a God who is faithful, who is always there on our behalf, and who wants the best for us, but expects our service and obedience to Him.